been at the monastery at Gorton. It's the Mindfulness and Wellbeing Day. Hi, Emma.
Hi, Phil. I think this is possibly the most zen and the most calm I've ever been on a Sunday.
Ooh, nice.
And that's because I've spent the last few hours at the Mind, Body and Soul Weekender at Gorton Monastery. They do it the first Sunday of every single month. I found out about mindfulness, I've been to a sound bath, and I'm currently stood in the nave, which is the most spectacular space. If you haven't been, please come. And I've taken part in a circle dance. In the middle is a pot of flowers and some candles, and all around us is the most beautiful vast space. And I've been holding hands with strangers and dancing in a circle. And with me is Anna, our circle dance instructor. Anna, for the uninitiated, what exactly have we been doing for the last hour?
Right, circle dance is basically a combination of traditional folk dances and new choreographies, but the principle is basing a very ancient form of dance. It's a collective form of dance. So we hold hands in circle. We don't need to know, you don't need to know how to dance, because you're going to be, these steps are explained.
You were very good at explaining, actually, and I'm very uncoordinated, and even I got the hang of
it. Thank you, thank you. So the idea is that we use different traditional folk dances, and we use also new choreographies with new pieces of music as well.
Okay. And what is the mind, body and soul aspect? Because you're not just doing this for your physical health, are you?
There are quite a lot of benefits by doing circle dance. It's a movement, so there is all the benefits of physical exercise as well. There is the communal aspect, so you do as part of the group, so you need to learn how to dance together. It's not about you dancing on your own.
Well, but I know it's something quite unusual about holding hands with strangers. It's quite weird to begin with, but then you get used to it, don't
you? Yeah. When I did my PhD with the topic of circle dance, this is one of the aspects that they talk about, that you don't need to know people to hold hands and dance together and bring a sense, feel that you're part of a community that is bigger than ourselves,
so
as well.
Probably really good if people are feeling a bit lonely or isolated.
Yes. It's a very good way to have some exercise that we all need, to relax, to learn a new skill, and to meet people.
When will you be here next?
I'm here in the first Sunday in March, so every first Sunday of each month. And we are here as well in a big event next week on the 15th of February.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Anna, thank you so much for guiding me in a beautiful circle dance in the most beautiful room in Greater Manchester. So have a wonderful, peaceful rest of your Sunday.
Thank you very much, Emma.
Thank you, Emma, at the monastery at Gorton today. It's 20 minutes away from 2 with Blondie.